Well, I tried to make it Monday, but the hailstorm closed O'Hare. So I carjacked me a Hyundai, 19 hours and I'll be there. I've got no more paid vacation, and your family's always rude, but I'll bust my butt to get there for the food. Well, I keep on thinking about your sister's boys and berry pies, and the sweet potato casserole brings teardrops to my eyes. Though there's loads of carbohydrates and the fat gram counts I've seen, it's my first excuse to gorge since Halloween. Will you feed me rolls and drumsticks? Will you heap beans on my plate? Will you stuff me till my bum sticks out where your chair can't bear my weight? Though my seams are ripping, I don't mind saying I heart Thanksgiving. Pilgrims 1620 feast. It's their fault that my blood pressure and cholesterol increased. If you want help washing dishes, I've devised a brilliant plan. I'll just fall asleep and blame the tryptophan. Will you feed me till there's nothing? Will you feed me broiler loads? Will you stuff me full of stuffing until my gastric tract explodes? And if I'm still living, I'll keep on saying I heart Thanksgiving.
Cranberries, old lady. I haven't had thirds yet.
My baby left me sad, broken, hungry. I can't spread the table while she's gone. Being in a crowd only makes me long. Baby, get some victuals and come on home. 'Cause I'm a hungry man. Well, I'm a hungry. Table cotton and silk, eat a whole cake of cornbread and clabbered milk. My knife is sharp and my fork is calling. Stomach is growling too. Ain't no use of serving and ham or bacon. I can't eat a thing till I find you. I'm a hungry man. Oh, I'm a hungry. Cotton and silk, eat a whole cake of cornbread and clabbered milk. Last night I went to the cupboard. I'm a hungry man. Yes, I'm a hungry man. Yes, I like to spread my table with cotton and silk. Eat a whole cake of cornbread and some clabbered milk. I'm a hungry man. Oh, yes, I'm a hungry man.
were made. Thick, juicy, nice and tender, the rump steak serenade. Rump steak's fine in the AM, rump steak like mama made. Good also in the PM, the rump steak serenade. Now I can jump all over the world, I can even join the Navy, but the rump steak melody lingers on. Let me stick my fork in the gravy. Rump steak is sure a sender, rump steak like mama made. Thick, juicy, nice and tender, the rump steak serenade. But the rump steak melody lingers on. Let me stick my fork in the gravy.
Rump steak is sure a sender.
Solid tootie.
Rump steak like mama made.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thick, juicy, nice and tender. The rump steak serenade
right off the griddle.
Last night we had bread and fish. The first one thing and another. The first one thing and another. The first one thing and another.
Tell me why you keep eating chicken croquettes.
Chicken croquettes.
Baby, that's an important question.
Question mark, question mark.
Tell me, why don't you try a Western omelette?
Omelette.
You know, that was the chef's suggestion.
Give me the end of digestion.
Neck bone might be all right, and even some mustard greens.
Mustard greens.
T-bones, so if you can't find them, I'll take sardines.
Fishy.
Tell me why you keep eating chicken croquettes.
Chicklet, chicklet, chicklet croquettes.
You know they'll give you indigestion.
Digestion. A suggestion. I feel it mignon. Give me some turkey tonsil sandwiches. Eyeballs and boozle bandages. Yum, sabo, go, si, bambo, ski, bo. Badalia, di, bado, de, bado, di, bado, do. Bada, bado, de, bado. Ah, bado, do, ki, bo. I wanna mop, 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 mop these legs. Send sucky balls up, bo, ba, bambo. Badalia, bo. I species, I stoshes, ums, moses, bones, bones, blows, bo, but I'm more than old. Banana, that old, that old, that old, that old, that.
Even some fine fish, roast beef, even roast horse, but please eat dark meat. Tell me why you keep eating chicken croquettes.
Chicklet, chicklet, chicklet croquettes, brother.
You know, baby, I just don't dig
do it. The croquettes, Miss Bobo.
Sexy when it's on the kitchen stove, but
red beans and rice, red beans and rice, red beans and rice.
I could eat a plate twice.
Red beans and rice, red beans and rice, red beans and rice.
Make everything nice.
Afford beef, or they think cows are nice. If you talk table table manners, don't believe all they told you. I eat with my fingers like an African soldier. I don't know which fork is for me or for salad. I haven't got a clue when they say, wet your palate. Eat a lot of prunes, it'll keep you loose. Your skin will turn orange if you drink carrot juice. I think beef jerky tastes just like a boot. But when I'm on the street, I chew a liquor shoot. And if I have a sore throat, then I eat ginger. And I will break bread with those who are strangers. So come into my cave, tonight I will show you. The food is for life, and life I will show you. But if you're having problems, I invite you here. Step into my kitchen, we will cook away your fears. But
red beans and rice, red beans and rice, red beans and rice.
I can eat a plate twice.
Red beans and rice,
red beans and rice,
red beans and rice.
Make everything nice. In the back of my brain, but
red beans and rice,
red beans and rice,
red beans and rice.
I could eat a plate twice.
Red beans and rice,
red beans and rice,
red beans and rice.
Make everything nice.
Red beans and rice,
red beans and rice,
red beans and rice.
I could eat a plate twice.
Red beans and rice,
red beans and rice,
red beans and rice.
Make everything nice.
You don't put beans in chili. You never want a good whiskey down. And you never play poker with a man named Doc on the Spanish side of town. But if you want to go sleeping with the doctor's daughter, you gotta pay the old man his bread. It's a short, short ride from hell to heaven, riding on a bowl of bread. Well, I'm talking about sweet Lorraine, the chili queen, down at number 9 Pecos Street. She got bull meat up above her head, chili peppers down at her feet. She got an iron pot smoking on a wood smoke stove. She got an antique feather bed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a short, short ride from hell to heaven, riding on a bowl of red. Here's the recipe: bull meat, cow meat, pig's feet, chicken feet. I even seen her use a rabbit's head. Some mino, oregano, cilantro. Let it go, sop it up with sourdough bread. Let it boil all day, you'll be rolling in the hay. Lorraine keeps a man well fed. Just to walk on down to number 9, say, give me a little bowl of bread. All right. Chili peppers, tell me now how many pipes did Peter Piper pick? He took them on down to sweet Lorraine and said, I need a bowl of red real quick. She put Peter Piper's peppers in the pot on the stove. She put Peter Piper in the fiddy pig. Now Peter Piper's picking chili peppers all day just to get his daily bowl of red. I said, well, you don't put beans in chili. You never want a good whiskey down. And you never play poker with a man named Doc on the Spanish side of town. But if you want to go sleeping with the doctor's daughter, you better pay the old man his bread. It's a short, short ride from hell to heaven, riding on a bowl of red. Well, now, Peter Piper picked a bunch of chili peppers. Tell me, how many pops did Peter Piper pick? Yeah, he took them on down to Sweet Lorraine and said, I need a bowl of red real quick. Put Peter Piper's peppers in the pot on the stove. Put Peter Piper in the Philly big. Now Peter Piper's picking chili peppers all day just to get his daily bowl of bread. I said, well, you don't put beans in chili. You never want a good whiskey down. And he never played poker with a man named Doc on the Spanish side of town. But if you want to go sleeping with the doctor's daughter, you got to pay the old man his brick. It's a short ride from hell to heaven, riding on a bowl of bread. I said, it's a short ride from hell to heaven, riding on a bowl.
Cheese, I really love the cheese. I love Swiss and jalapeno jack. I would love cheese from Iran or Iraq. Oh, I love cheese, I love cheese. Yummy, 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 yummy. I love cheese, cause it is so good. I like the sharp cheddar and the not as sharp cheddar, then the extra sharp cheddar. I guess I could say I really love the cheddar cheese. I love mozzarella cheese on the pizza. Oh, it's so good and I please. I love cheese, I love cheese, I love cheese. String and cheese, gluing cheese, oh cheese. I love the cheese sauce, cause it is made of cheese. I love Aveeda. It thinks it's made of cheese, but it's something else that's kind of like cheese. I love cheese, but not from under cheese. That's cause it's really kind of gross cheese. Oh, cow cheese, goat cheese, but no chicken cheese. Cow cheese, feta cheese, oh, without disease. I love cheese, I love cheese, I love cheese. I love cheese so much. I love cheese so much, so give me some nom 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 nom.
I don't want a sirloin steak. You can take pie and cake. They give me a tummy ache. I like stinky cheese, Liederkranz or Camembert, soft Gruyere, Roquefort rare, and she smells, but I don't care. I like stinky cheese. Just remember this, please. A piece of Swiss cheese is heavenly. Thump, 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 thump. Strong cheese fairly fells me. My family tells me that half the city smells me. All the folks are horrified, run inside, try to hide. I'm alone but satisfied. I like stinky cheese.
Ja, du bist stinky!
Okay, gobble, gobble, gobble to each and every one of you, because you know what's going on. It's not here yet, but it will be soon. Any minute now, Thanksgiving 2019. We can get it out of the way and head to the real business of Christmas. All you nice consumers out there. Good evening. Welcome to BitSlap. My name is KBC. For those of you not in the know, that stands for KBC. That's all you need to know. And I'm the guy who kind of cleans up around here. And it's almost like a yard sale, you know, stuff that's been rejected everywhere else, get a quarter for them. I don't know, maybe not. Anyway, we started with the Funny Music Project, FUMP, which is kind of like a Dr. Demento thing for, let's just say, the younger set. I don't want to cast aspersions. That was I Heart Thanksgiving. The Hungry Man from Titus Turner on the Atlantic label. Mr. Fats Waller himself, that's the Rump Steak Serenade. Hogmaw and Cabbage Slaw was Todd Rhodes and his orchestra. Hot Lips Page and his orchestra from 1944, that was We're Having Fish for Supper. Coquette, Chicken Croquette, of course, from The Spirits of Rhythm. And then we heard from Spearhead, Red Beans and Rice, The Bowl of Red was, of course, Tom Russell, Big E Dude, internet favorite of mine, anyway, and that was I Love Cheese, go get him, dude, Stinky Cheese from Dick Two-Ton Baker. The Pocaholics then after that. That was Sauerkraut is Sweet. And of course, we all know that. And then, let's see. I Like What I See at the Waffle House from Jason Bowen. There is a scandalous amount of Waffle House music out there that you would be interested and that I'm willing to channel for you. But not yet, not yet. Anyway, today is our annual Thanksgiving dinner together. We get to do this every year or so, and just have a good time and make it fun. And just don't eat too much. Please don't waste. And please use the trash receptacles, not the bottles and that stuff. Okay. We'll be back in a minute because I got more stuff for you. And but first of all, got some of this.
Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Potato, 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 potato. Cold spaghetti, cold spaghetti.
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 Spaghetti,
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 spaghetti, spaghetti, spaghetti.
Ooh, cheeky, cheeky, cheeky. Ooh, cheeky, cheeky, cheeky.
Mashed banana, mashed banana,
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 banana, banana, banana, banana. Hot potato, hot potato, hot potato, hot potato, hot potato, hot potato. Potato, 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 potato.
To eat today. Now let me tell you that I came home so late last night. Look, but found no one in sight. Guess that I'll investigate who's been keeping my baby out late.
I'm eating
burnt toast
and drinking
black coffee.
Eating
burnt toast
and drinking
black coffee.
Eating
burnt toast
and drinking
black coffee. That's all she left for me. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner too. I used to sit across from you, but now I face an empty chair. You are gone and I wonder where.
Eating
burnt toast
and drinking
black coffee.
Eating
burnt toast
and drinking
black coffee.
Eating
burnt toast
and drinking
black coffee. That's all she left for me. Now let me tell you that goodnight kisses were for me sweet as honey from a honeybee. But now you changed your honeycomb. When you get stung, buzz back home.
I'm eating
burnt toast
and drinking
black coffee.
Eating
burnt toast
and drinking
black coffee.
Eating
burnt toast
and drinking
black coffee. That's all she left for me. That's all she left for me. Burnt toast and black coffee.
I'll take mine with mushrooms.
I'll take mine with cheese.
Make mine with anchovies.
Jive after, please.
A pizza pie for you and I. I'll drive and you and I. We'll order king-size sausage and cheese. Oh, honey, drive faster, please.
A pizza pie. Drive.
Pizza Palace is where we go. Where they turn flour into pizza dough. Beat it in the ground and then we give it a squeeze. Oh, honey, drive faster, please.
A pizza pie. Drive.
Sandwich.
because it makes me less hungry. I do not like to be hungry. I like to be full of Reuben sandwiches. Reuben sandwich, a Reuben sandwich. Reuben sandwich, yummy, yummy sandwich. Reuben sandwich, a Reuben sandwich. Yummy, yummy Reuben sandwich. Have you ever had a Reuben sandwich? If the answer is no, then you've got to go a place where they serve Reuben sandwiches. You've got to go and try a Reuben sandwich. You'll really like it, I promise you will. Yeah, yeah. Reuben sandwich.
Zooming down the highway, doing many fast. I took a look to my right, there's no sand. Look at your mouth.
Baby, baby, baby. someday, someday, some way. My money told me for a fat bill diet. Don't be shy, come on out and try it. I left out this rap, it's time to get for real. Barbecue time, put the burgers on the grill.
Now you look cute, I'm a juicy sister with all of that. And you tell me that you want some, don't even try it.
Well, now, baby, I told you to do the cheeseburger.
Shut up.
I'll give you each a bag of lard.
Lard? Yes, lard.
She said and forged right ahead. She led us to a bucket of ice and said,
experiment, explore, experiment, explore.
But she got a little more.
She got a little more.
She got a little more than she bargained for. 'Cause we got
lard
on our shirts and
lard
on our shorts and
lard
on our binders and our book reports. And Mrs. Brown panicked when she got it in her hair, but when she went to grab some paper towels,
lard
was there. Well, I ran to get some help, but there was lard on the knob, so we couldn't get out. So we started to shout,
lard,
which no one understood. So somebody hollered fire, which worked too good, 'cause everybody came, the hotshot crews, the principal, the mayor, and the Channel 7 News. And they got
Lord
on their shirts and
Lord
on their shorts and
Lord
live coverage
on their news reports. And Mrs. Brown got dizzy and she fell into her chair, but she wasn't in it long, 'cause
Lord
was there. Some stories end when all the dust is settled and the good guys win, but this one here got a little out of hand, and some now claim that a legend began when the best minds in the country tried to set us free. And now we're in the history books of SCIENCE, 'cause they all got on their shirts and
Lord
on their shorts and
Lord
on their rulers and their scuzzy ports. And some senator declared,
make the president aware.
But when he went to get that red phone,
Lord
was there.
Lord
on our shirts and
Lord
on our shorts and
Lord
on our binders and our book reports. And Mrs. Brown wrote a book and became a millionaire. But when they handed her the Pulitzer,
Lord
was there.
Lord.
Oh man, it's on.
Lord.
Other planets on.
Lord.
Androids from asteroids. And when the cosmonauts returned from their journey, who knows where, they analyzed their specimens and
Lord
was there.
Lord.
At the White House,
Lord
on the Queen's blouse, had a special luncheon on the South Lawn right before a dignitary spoke. He ran his fingers through his hair, but he couldn't give his speech because
Lord
was there.
Lord. Lord. Lord.
Lord.
Must be good.
From the time that he was only three, a bright young boy named Timothy had big ambitions that changed the world.
A genius and philanthropist, he may find an extensive list of new designs waiting to be unfurled. Well, he spent his life creating things like special shoes that bounced on springs and toasters that made barbecue pork rinds. But though his inventions all were great, it seemed that he had yet to make the one to truly benefit mankind. But one foggy morning, he noticed a cop eating some donuts in a coffee shop. As he slurped out the insides of his pastry, Timothy was struck with his best idea.
It's the Incredible Jelly Donut Juicer. It can bring so many people joy. Just toss in a donut, turn it off, and out comes that delicious glob. A treat for any little girl or boy.
When he had built his prototype, he had sincerely hoped it might get noticed at the 29 World's Fair.
He took a crowd around his booth of folks who had a big sweet tooth, from Boston cream to lengthy French eclairs.
Well, soon he made the front page news. The world demanded donut juice, and everybody wanted his machine.
The world became obsessed and crazed with siphoning their jelly glaze, the best phenomenon you'd ever seen. And when he displayed it at a science fair, a man from a large academy was there. He took just one taste and widened his eyes and said,
"Son, we're giving you the Nobel Prize.
It's the Incredible Jelly Donut Juicer. It can bring so many people joy. Just toss in a donut, turn it off, and out comes that delicious glob. A treat for any little girl or boy."
That's right, folks. Step right up and receive your very own jelly donut juicer. No need to shove, there's plenty to go around. Spread it on your toast, put it on your salads, make some delicious soup, or just drink it by the glassful. Oh, yeah.
Well, every success, it comes at a price. And though his intentions and dreams were nice, the calorie count was just too high and made everybody grow big and wide.
It's the Incredible Jelly Donut Juicer. It can make so many people fat. By guzzling down that tasty glob, the people turn to massive blobs. So Timothy's invention then was scrapped. But he went back home to start again from scratch.
Back to the old drawing board.
Peaches, pear, persimmon.
Nowadays we often gaze on women over 50 without the slightest trace of wrinkles on their face. Doctors go and take their dough to make them young and nifty. But doctors, I defy you, tell me just why. No matter how young a prune may be, it's always full of wrinkles. We may get them on our face, prunes get them every place. Prohibition bothers us, but prunes don't sit and brood. No matter how young a prune may be, it's always getting sued.
Wrinkles, wrinkles, la 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 la.
Young prune may be, it's always full of wrinkles. Beauty treatments always fail, they've tried all to no avail. Other fruits are envious, because they know real well. No matter how young a prune may be, hot water makes them swell.
Thank you.
long, lousy day. Nothing's going my way. Give it to me straight, make mine a double. Get me away from all this trouble. Baskin Robbins, I think you're fine. Haagen-Dazs, will you be mine? Ben and Jerry, do you want a date? For you, I would be straight. Mint chocolate chip, rocky road. For butter pecan, I'd sell my soul. Don't need to find God anyway. She's in my freezer every day. Baskin Robbins, I think you're fine. Haagen-Dazs, will you be mine? Will you marry me? For you, I'd practice polygamy. Yes, I would. Yea, though I walk through the valley of calories, I shall fear no evil. For thy ice and thy cream, they comfort me. And I shall dwell in the valley of ice cream forever.
Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Dispenser man, if you please, serve my chick a mess of calories. Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Flip back the lid, scoop anything in sight. Make it a rainbow of red, brown, and white. Chocolate chip and everything that's nice. To the fruity one, sense bemoaned it twice. Banana split for my baby, and a glass of plain water for me. Spray the whipped cream for at least an hour. Pile it as high as the Eiffel Tower. Loaded with nuts, about 16 ton. Top it with a pizza, just for fun. Banana split for my baby, and a glass of plain water for me.
Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me.
That's the stuff she likes to wade right through.
Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me.
Now add the cherries, the kind she loves to munch. Skip one banana, use the whole darn bunch. Drown it in fudge, six or seven cans. Give her two spoons, she'll eat it with both hands. Banana split for my baby, and a glass of plain water for me. Separate checks, it must be. Charge the split to her, the water to me. Oh, the banana splits for my baby, and the glass of plain water's for me. Ain't got no money, the glass of plain water's for me.
Salt and sack on his oriental mat in his harem high street.
Whoa, easy there. Okay, come on, Dobbin, slow down. All right, I don't know about you, but I'm full of it, and I'm going to lumber it on down the road for dessert, because, you know, I got some dessert for you, sort of. So save just a little bit of room. It's not like Jell-O or anything, but never mind. Anyway, we started that set with the Wiggles. Yes, don't you love the Wiggles? I don't, but that was kind of cool. Hot Potato, Cold Biscuits and Fish Heads from Joseph, just plain Joseph. And then another Bachelor, Burnt Toast and Black Coffee with Shorty Long from 1956. Pizza, Pizza, Pizza Pie. Neil Allen and the Cosmos from 1958 on the Wolf label. Reuben Sandwich Song, my favorite. That's the Hungry Food Band. Little June and the Januarys, Burgers, Fries, and a Shake. I Love Hamburgers was Busta Groove, the extended version, of course. Nothing but the best for you guys. Elvin Boyd, I Love Lard. And then just plain Lard from the Green Chili Jam Band. I had to sort those two together. I'm sorry. Shortening Bread. Speaking of Lard, that was Fats Waller. That was take two. There was another take one. Obviously, there's probably many more, but we don't know. The Incredible Jelly Donut Juicer. Yes. That was called the Incredible Jelly Donut Juicer from The Cog Is Dead. Okay. The Prune Song. That was the Six Jumping Jacks featuring Tom Stacks from 1928. Ice Cream. A self-composed thing from Jamie Anderson that goes all the way back to 2019. Banana Split for My Baby, Louis Prima. The video of that shows Keely Smith sitting there smiling continually. Very rare stuff. Very rare stuff. You hardly ever see her smile. And then the Anders Sisters, a proper cup of coffee to send you on your way. And that was from 1958. So that's it. Like I say, I got a few more. In the coming weeks, we'll be giving you Christmas stuff, hopefully in small doses, for a while, and then we'll see what happens, how much you can stand. Okay, so like I said, I got a few more. Did I say that three times already? Because if you do that, they appear in front of you. And oh, anyway, I'll see you next week. Please have a good one and eat carefully. That's the important thing. Save some for the hungry.
Don't you know it's you?
Well, Mama bought a couple of 18-pound butterballs. One's in the oven and the other one's frying in the yard. She's making a sweet potato casserole with little marshmallows on the top. She's drinking sweet tea from a great big mason jar. Well, Daddy, he's sitting on the couch with his pants unbuttoned. He's cussing the cowboys with a cold beer in his hand. He keeps trying to get one of the kids to pull his finger. Somebody open a window and cut on the ceiling fan. Well, it's a redneck Thanksgiving at our house. And my granny's drinking gin and the kids are running wild. My family's all here. We're all drinking Keystone beer. We're kicking up a ruckus. You can hear us for a country mile. My little sister got another tattoo and a brand new boyfriend. New set of boobs and spiked purple hair. And she pays for all her groceries now with $1 bills. She got a brand new job wearing nothing but her underwear. Well, my brother, he's hit the big time. He's working at Walmart. In a couple more months, he'll get another 10-cent raise. Well, Uncle Doug, he's still in the pen, but he'll be home for Christmas. But he'll be back in by Easter if he don't change his ways. Well, it's a redneck Thanksgiving at our house. Well, Granddad's hammered and the kids are running wild. 'Cause my family's all here. We're all drinking Shinerbach beer. Yeah, we're kicking up a ruckus. You can hear us for a country mile. me, I'm just sitting on the front porch and I'm picking this old guitar. I'm dreaming about being a country star someday. Hell, I'd be out on tour right now if I could just start drinking a little less. I got my third DUI and they took my license away. Well, it's a redneck Thanksgiving at our house. We're all getting stoned and the kids are running wild. Well, my family's all here. We're all drinking Lone Star beers. Yeah, we're sucking them down like going out of style. Yeah, we're kicking up a ruckus. You can hear us for a country mile. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Gobble, gobble.
Well, we sat down for dinner Thanksgiving Day. We bowed our heads and began to pray. So thankful for the food that we were about to eat. But we wouldn't have been so thankful if we'd known that for the next 4 weeks we'd be eating cold turkey for breakfast and lunch and dinner each day. It's cold turkey, no matter how much we eat, it just won't go away. I hate cold turkey. Well, Mama shopped around and found a 40-pound one. She cooked it night and day until it was done. Then she got her knife and she started to slice.
And it tasted good at first, but now I've lost my appetite
for that
cold turkey. Cold turkey for breakfast and lunch and dinner each day. It's cold turkey. Cold turkey, no matter how much we eat, it just won't go away. I hate cold turkey. Well, I miss meatloaf, hot dogs, and enchiladas, pizza, spaghetti. That's what I want. I want a roast beef, a pork chop, a nice thick steak. I don't know how much more I can take. Of this cold turkey for breakfast and lunch and dinner each day. It's cold turkey, no matter how much we eat, it just won't go away. I hate cold turkey. Well, we finally finished off all that awful meat. I said, now, Mama, can we have some real food to eat? She just looked at me kind of quizzically and said, son, the other half of that turkey is downstairs in the deep freeze. Looks like it's cold turkey.
Cold turkey for breakfast and lunch and dinner each day. It's
cold turkey,
no matter how much we eat, it just won't go away. I hate cold turkey. Even the dog won't eat it no more. Oh no, Mama's calling me for dinner. I gotta go. I'd be glad to quit this cold turkey. I could do it cold turkey.
Just further to prove that I can write a song about practically anything, this is a song about acid reflux. that's where you, you know, you burp food, you know, up your throat there. Kind of a esophagus Yahtzee kind of thing, you know. Is that a piece of carrot? Is that some corn? Is that a calamari with a little cinnamon spice? Cinnamon spice. Is that a hunk of meatloaf? Is that some cheese? Is that a rigatoni with a little hollandaise? Hollandaise. It's a yo-yo chalupa, it's a boomerang fondue. It's a hiccup McNugget, it's all deja vu. Is that a hunk of french fry, some sauerkraut? Jalapeno popper with a touch of marmalade. Marmalade. Is that a portabella, a butter bean, a crunch of chutney with a Romanoff stroganoff jam? Stroganoff jam. It's a yo-yo chalupa, it's a boomerang fondue. It's a hiccup McNugget, it's all deja food. Gastro. Esophageal reflux is just your stomach saying,
"What's up?"
Up.